George W. Bush's nominee for Treasury Secretary, Paul O'Neill, was one of several cabinet appointees under scrutiny on Capitol Hill yesterday. O'Neill defended Bush's $1.3 trillion tax cut proposal and suggested it could be helpful in cushioning the anticipated economic turndown. NPR's economics correspondent John Itzde reports.
Paul O'Neill was warmly welcomed by both Democrats and Republicans on the Senate Finance Committee. South Dakota Democrat Tom Daschle commended President-elect Bush for nominating the highly respected former president and chairman of Alcoa. During the past 15 years, O'Neill turned the aluminum company around, making it a global powerhouse and raising its stock value from $5 to $40 a share. But Democrats closely questioned the Treasury nominee about whether the country could pay for the $1.3 trillion tax cut that Mr. Bush has proposed without dipping into the Social Security surplus. O'Neill said it could.
There is room to fit the president-elect's tax proposals into even the low end of economic assumptions and growth rates that I've looked at without touching any Social Security money. This is, for him, this is an inviolate principle.
O'Neill said he had no doubt, based on economic data and conversations with corporate executives, that the economy is slowing significantly. He was asked by several senators, including Democrat John Breaux of Louisiana, whether a tax cut was the best tool to address that slowdown.
Let's assume, Mr. O'Neill, for the sake of argument, that there is a slowdown.
All right.
Let's assume that. The question I'm really trying to get at is, does Paul O'Neill view monetary policy in the Federal Reserve as a better and quicker way to address that, or do you think a broad-based tax cut can accomplish that? And if so, how does that work?
I think first line of action is monetary policy. My point is this. If we're going to have a tax reduction, which I'm hearing more and more people say they're in favor of a tax reduction, then I don't know why we wouldn't want it now. Not because it's a major component to drive the economy, but because it won't hurt.
Breaux asked whether the tax cut shouldn't target low and middle income workers, and O'Neill argued Bush's plan would. For instance, cutting federal income taxes to zero for a family of four making $35,000 or less. Despite that, the greatest dollar benefit would go to well-off taxpayers who pay in the most in taxes. And O'Neill defended that outcome.
We have this convention that we say, oh, God, we can't lower the taxes for high-income people. They sent the money in. You know, we have this notion somehow that I must say, even with my experience in Washington, I still don't quite understand. That is, people send their money in, and depending where you are in the rate structure, you send in your proportional amount. But when we talk about how are we going to provide relief, then we turn around and say, well, God, we can't send it back to the people who sent it in. We want to change the distribution on the way back.
O'Neill said the new administration would likely have a tax cut proposal ready for Congress within about 6 weeks. He said the president-elect had not yet decided whether it should be implemented on an accelerated basis, though comments from the past couple of weeks suggest that is likely. Though there was little talk of it during the campaign, O'Neill signaled his support for tax reform and simplification, saying the U.S. tax system is seriously flawed. O'Neill also made clear his support for free trade, but suggested that the fate of workers and communities who lose jobs as a result of that policy must be addressed more effectively. The Treasury nominee indicated no concern about America's ballooning current account deficit, the imbalance in trade and investment flows, saying that deficit is a sign that foreigners want to invest in the United States, and he said he supports a strong dollar. O'Neill's confirmation is likely to sail through the Senate. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.